When I say, name an area you'd be lucky to have invested in, what comes to mind? Well, probably not coal. But this polluting fossil fuel is on its way back to levels to use of almost a decade ago, thanks in part to a spike in energy demand after the height of the pandemic. Let's flush this out with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
I'm fine, but coal? I mean, you know, weren't coal plants shutting down, replaced with natural gas? What's going on?
The problem is, I think, that natural gas has become the industry standard, at least in the United States, where we have autonomy. We are sitting on oceans and oceans of this stuff, what with the fracking boom of the past 15 years. Europe and other developing economies are not so lucky. They're not autonomous. And when Vladimir Putin puts his thumb on the pipes and slashes distribution of this stuff, they have to fall back on what they have. Nuclear is kind of taboo, and coal, even though these are rusted plants, they've been mothballed, you could get some emergency capacity out of them to the extent you need the air conditioners running in the summer and with a lot of dread facing the winter in Europe.
Yeah, we know Germany picked up coal production after Russia slowed its natural gas flow to Europe. And now the International Energy Agency expects global coal consumption to go back to 2013 levels. That's a 1% rise just this year. But, you know, do you think this is permanent?
I think the problem here is that nobody has truly put a kind of a sin tax on coal, a carbon tax on it. It's like when gasoline prices plummet in an economic collapse in the United States, and people go back to their own ways, their old ways. They buy SUVs, they buy big trucks, they start guzzling all over again until, you know, supply is out of whack again, and you have to deal with $4 or $5 price gasoline. And that's happening right now with coal, which we thought was kind of at a terminal value. It kind of went the way of the carburetor or the milkman. Mm. But it came back because there's no fallback for baseload capacity. You could talk about renewables left and right, but they're not 24/7, especially when the world is getting hotter and hotter. And so these countries are desperate, and coal was there.
Yeah. And we also have to throw in that, you know, people weren't doing that much during the height of the pandemic. And then suddenly they all came back and there was this demand. Look, Robin, this is terrible for the environment. Terrible for the health of coal workers, you know, still getting black lung
That's right.
disease and should be guided towards healthier industries. But, you know, the fact that we're using coal means that the climate situation is being made worse by that coal. It's even harder for people to meet goals to slow climate change. It's a pretty vicious cycle.
And look, Europe is supposed to be climate forward. As I said, this stuff is taboo. And, you know, 2011, nuclear was getting a lot of attention before Fukushima, that this was the better bridge from natural gas, which used to say, well, it's half as carbon intensive. But coal really takes us back decades.
Yeah. And coal prices for power generation are through the roof because coal, you know, the coal industry in the U.S. especially, has kind of shut down. They, you know, they can't even meet
some of
the demand.
Yeah, they're not taking this stuff out of the earth, but developing economies still are, and it's been sitting in piles. And coal prices are up about 170% in less than a year. As you said, who would have thought to start this year that that would have been the standout investment globally?
So in 2 seconds, maybe a little higher price as we head into the colder winter months?
Yeah, unfortunately. You know, renewables are going to take time to bring online.
Yeah. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.